This recording, New York 34, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old school in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Long before, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Where I grew up was awesome. It was a nice little suburban town in Long Island, New York, called Valley Stream. And it was just your traditional suburban town in Long Island. And it was very remarkable. I was super excited to move to Pittsburgh. I was 18. It's my first year of college. My parents drove me up. It was about a 7-hour drive. Felt like it took forever. And I was really excited. I was excited to get out of New York. I was excited to meet new people. And it was probably the best 4 years of my life. Big, big, big differences. For starters, the people are amazing in Pittsburgh. The people in New York are rude. They're obnoxious. And so the people really, really made me love the city of Pittsburgh. The accents were very different. So when people would hear me talk, they'd be like, "You're from New York, aren't you?" Yep. It was very twangy, the accents here. So that was a big difference. Going to school in the city was awesome, and it was a little bit different from where I grew up. Because where I grew up was a little more suburban, even though I lived very close to New York City. So that was a difference. And I would say for the most part, the people were the biggest difference in between, you know, Long Island or New York and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a lot smaller of a city. So you have that hometown feel, which you don't always get in New York. My home life was generally okay. A lot of screaming. I had a good childhood, but a lot of screaming. My mom was an old school Italian, very strict, very controlling, but not in a bad way, just in her own way. I didn't always feel happy in like my teenage years, but for the most part, my childhood was pretty great. We got to do the things that, you know, any kid would do. My dad worked a lot to take care of us. My older brothers beat the hell out of me all the time. Aunt Lynn and I always played together. So it was fun. It was fun, but it wasn't always happy, but it was always fun. We had a good growing up in New York because I love New York.